All right, back on the post game, Cenk and Anna with you guys. So people ask for what was a legendary Steve-O Cenk Uygur basketball game fight. We've actually had many, many fights. Many, many fights. Mm-hmm. Believe me, on the courts. But that one,
it's shocking because you guys are both like very even tempered, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm being super sarcastic.
Okay. Well, but in real life, I am fairly even tempered.
You are, actually. You're a little too even tempered sometimes in real life.
Yeah. Well, but sometimes not, apparently. Yeah. So, anyways, so the thing that drives me crazy on the courts is when one side disproportionately calls fouls, and then almost always they will exacerbate the situation by not respecting the other team's foul calls. Mm. So that's the thing about pickup basketball that's infuriating. And there's a second thing that infuriates me, which is when people are certain that they are right and don't think there's any chance that they're wrong. There's no refs, it's a pickup game. Mm-hmm. You might have seen it right, or I might have seen it right. There is not necessarily a right answer. Mm-hmm. And there is a right answer, but the ball was either out or it wasn't. But it is possible that your perception of it was not 100% correct.
Right.
So Steve wasn't being the dick about the foul calls, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think. Though, maybe a little bit. But I think his team was.
Okay.
And he was defending it. And it was like, and I got super frustrated because, I mean, you guys asked for the story, so I'm telling you, okay? But I got super frustrated because I'm like, look, it's a short game to 15 with twos and threes because there's people waiting. We rotate out, right? So if you keep making dick foul calls, well, you're going to get three more possessions, five more possessions. Mm-hmm. In a short game like that, well, of course your chances of winning are going to be astronomically higher if you get so many more possessions than the other team just by being a dick about it. Oh, there's no refs, haha. So I'm just going to call whatever I want, right? And I don't want to call bullshit calls. You got to take off my arm for me to call, to do a foul call or really affect a shot, etc. So then every one of my teams is at a disadvantage. And so then it forces you to fucking debate the thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're in the middle of a debate. And then what Steve can do sometimes that drives me crazy is I'm definitely right and you're definitely wrong. I was like, well, that's it. It's on. Okay. And we're standing at each other's, like in each other's faces, screaming at the top of our lungs.
Yeah.
I think I kicked the basketball. I think it went pretty far. And there's cops in the parking lot next to this where we play because there's a church and they direct parking and stuff. And the guy got concerned, and he came out like, is everything okay? And we're like, no, it's okay, but you should arrest him for the wrong foul calls. No, he was mainly worried about me. I was doing more of the yelling there. You know, but I think that in all honesty, it was also because it was a super frustrating time on the business end of TYT. Mm-hmm. This was a couple years back.
Yeah, I feel like the yelling that you guys do on the court is more about like venting and it's like therapy. I don't think it's just about the game. I think you guys like just let loose and like get all your frustration out on the court.
I think that's partly it, but especially at that time, I remember being super frustrated in the real world about we're number one in the news vertical and nobody would give us credit for it. And I'm like, look, the rankings are clear, this, but the mainstream media is like, no way. Investors at the time were like, nah, I don't know, right? Mm-hmm. And just everywhere we went, you'd show people facts and they'd be like, nope, I don't believe it. And I'm certain I'm right. So you can see why when a similar situation comes up in basketball, that was a moment to vent.
Yes, definitely.
So that was the fight. Okay. And then I wanted to give you one more story that we didn't get to in the show.
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Look, I don't think we have to be, like, let me just explain it. And then you fill in whatever I screw up because it was supposed to be in the second hour. So a bunch of cops showed up in New York to support Colin Kaepernick. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And when I first saw the headline, Anna, I thought, oh, that's neat. Like it's going to be four or eight dudes and God bless their hearts. No, it was 80 cops, current and retired in New York and NYPD. So ain't nothing to mess with. Mm-hmm. And they had they even had a hashtag I'm with Cap. And basically they were saying, everybody says that he's disrespecting police officers. Well, I'm a police officer, mm-hmm. and I don't feel disrespected. I think he's bringing up a legitimate issue, and then we should all grapple with police, community, everybody should get our arms around this.
Right. Yeah, I thought that it was important because oftentimes when we talk about police brutality or we show an example of a cop using excessive force, you know, there's the caveat of, and it's a fair caveat, not all cops are bad. We always repeat it because anytime we do a negative cop story, people think that we're just making a generalization about police in general, and we're not. And so it's nice to have this example of cops who do speak out, right? Because there's always this frustration that police will kind of protect one another. And instead of criticizing one another when there is excessive force, they'll just kind of like hush up or brush things under the rug. It's kind of nice to see these cops come forward and say, oh, no, his concerns are legitimate. We don't feel disrespected. It's okay to talk about these things.
Yeah, Serpico was there too, which is kind of badass. But mostly African Americans. So I'm sure that if they haven't said it yet, they will. The right wing will be like, well, does that really count? I mean, it's a bunch of black cops. Yeah, of course it counts. They're cops. So now apparently Haas just told me about this earlier today. There's Fox News has been pushing this idea of blue racism. Do you know about this?
No.
That if you criticize policing anywhere, you're racist against cops.
I didn't know that being a cop was a race, but okay.
Okay, it's not. It's like saying
this country is so devastating. Okay, sometimes.
You know what? I just invented a new thing: tax racism. If you criticize the IRS, you're being racist against people who work at the IRS. If you criticize the post office racism. Okay, no, of course you can criticize government officials. What kind of insanity turns that into racism, right? And so, but anyway, I love these guys that came out and said, let's get real, and if you want cops to help, say that there's a few bad apples, but most of us are good, well, here we are, we're the good guys, mm-hmm. and we're saying let's address the situation, and thank you to Kaepernick for bringing it up. And look, every time I think about the dichotomy of the bullshit right wing and their bullshit claims of freedom of speech, mm-hmm. and that's what they animates them and what they care about, and none of them stand up for Kaepernick, it's just so clearly reveals their hypocrisy. Yes. They're not for freedom of speech, they're for their speech, and oftentimes to intimidate you. And in Charlottesville, some of them claim that, no, my part of my freedom of speech is to respond with violence if someone challenges me. That's my First Amendment right. No, it's not. That has nothing to do with the First Amendment.
I just think like we should have a national holiday that is dedicated to reading the Constitution. That's all you have to do that day, right? You just read the Constitution, the entire thing.
Yeah.
Not just the part of the Constitution you like, all of it.
By the way, what are the chances that Donald Trump has read the whole Constitution?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Less than zero. There's no way I'd bet any amount of money that Donald Trump has read the entire. He, remember, in his presidential briefings, they had to keep it to a page. The Constitution is longer than a page. Then they had to make it a half a page with pictures and graphs. And now they're down to tweet size information. You think the guy who consumes information in tweet sizes read the whole Constitution? I mean, the Constitution is not that long.
Right.
You know, but there's no way he read it. There's no way. Has he even ever read the First Amendment in its entirety? It's just a couple of sentences.
I highly doubt it. Yeah. It's pretty sad.
And the guys, by all the way, last irony here. The guys defending, oh, freedom of speech, you gotta let my neo-Nazi opinions speak and blah, blah, blah. These are my First Amendment rights. And they support Donald Trump, who does nothing but attack the free press. Freedom of the press is also in the First Amendment. If you'd ever read it, you would know that. Mm-hmm. But these guys with their tremendous irony and hypocrisy, of course, yet another thing that they missed.
Yeah.
I know, that's all I had.
That's all I have.
All right, rock and roll. All right, but if you guys are members, and you are because you're watching the post game, I am going to do the OT. It's a new thing. I don't know how many days I'll do it, but I have a couple more stories for you guys. And I don't think it's going to be live, So you guys are watching this, some of you are watching this live. We'll tape it and then it'll go out with the regular show, okay? So I'll see you there.